Now, lest you think I was having an auditory hallucination, please know that my master's program in counseling psychology at Chapman University required all of us students to undergo a battery of psychological screening tests. I passed all of these tests and I received my psychology degree. A researcher named D.J. West gave this definition of the difference between a hallucination and a true psychic experience. He said, pathological hallucinations tend to keep to certain rather rigid patterns, to occur repeatedly during a manifest illness, but not in other times, and to be accompanied by other symptoms, and particularly by disturbances of consciousness and loss of awareness of the normal surroundings. The spontaneous psychic experience, on the other hand, is more often an isolated event, disconnected from any illness or known disturbance, and definitely not accompanied by any loss of contact with normal surroundings. Well, I definitely was in contact with my surroundings when I heard this message, and I've also been 100% sober since 2003, so it wasn't a product of intoxication. Studies show that the difference between an auditory hallucination and a true psychic experience is that the former, or the hallucination, is negative and ego-based, while the latter, the true psychic experience, is positive. And this was a positive experience. There was an aha sensation accompanying this message, but I didn't yet know the scope of its impact. I was somewhat familiar with the physiology of histamine. Intuitively, I felt that the words were pointing me to an addictive cycle with histamine produced by life stress and drama. So I wrote down the message and I even posted it on my daily blog on Facebook. But then I forgot all about it until happenstance, which felt like divine intervention, had that old quote that I'd written on Facebook pop up one day. That's when I began researching the addiction to histamine, and I was blown away by what I found. I realized that my meltdown at the Toronto airport was largely a buildup of the effects of my eating a high histamine diet, being overwhelmed with stress, which increases histamine levels, and not taking the time to face and deal with some past traumas that I had experienced. Ironically, as an addictions and eating disorder therapist, I had studied and treated traumas for decades. My doctoral dissertation was on the link between child abuse and the development of addictions, which later became the basis for my book about addictions and eating disorders called Losing Your Pounds of Pain. I'd even attended workshops given by the pioneers of trauma research, including Doctors Peter Levine and Bessel van der Kolk. I'd even remarked at that seminar to a fellow psychotherapist that Dr. Levine's descriptions of trauma sure sounded like my own wounds. Well, my colleague promptly scolded me for even considering that I might have experienced a trauma, since I had not been to war and I hadn't been abused as a child, which are the two types of trauma most associated with post-traumatic stress disorder. He berated me for even using the term trauma. So I shrunk into a shell of apologies, probably because of the trauma I'd experienced, and decided that he must be right. Since my traumas didn't involve child abuse or combat, I dismissed them. I overlooked the impact that these painful experiences had had on my life. After conducting the research for this book, though, I discovered that the definition of trauma is quite broad, and it turns out to include any situation where we feel horrified, helpless, or intensely fearful that we will lose our lives. My experiences were traumatic by these definitions, and they did reorganize my body and brain chemistry, as well as leave me with psychological scars. I wasn't using the term trauma lightly at all, according to the research I studied. This was real trauma for a lot of us. My dismissing my feelings shows the level of denial that can block trauma recovery. Even with my clinical background, I didn't recognize my own post-trauma symptoms. And I had minimized the impact.